This is The Youngblood Life.
Hey everyone, how's it going?
What's going on?
That's how I feel.
Well, we like food.
A lot.
Okay, well, before we get into all this, we like food a lot. You are correct. Okay, went to the gym today.
Yeah, that's how I like say I like a lot of food.
And go to the gym. I'm there with Shannon. She gets on the scale. She weighs herself. And she looks down. She goes, huh, okay. And I look down the scale. I'm like, how is this even possible? And then she confesses that I eat chocolate all the time when I'm at work.
So much.
Like, how much chocolate would you say you've actually eaten in a day?
Oh, no. Honestly, probably about 12 pieces of Hershey Kisses.
Okay. So, in a week, how much? A pound? 2 pounds of chocolate a week?
Probably. It's all going to catch
up
to me.
As you drop your head down.
It's all going to catch up. I'm serious.
So, she goes, gets on, she rides for like 3 miles, you said?
Yeah.
I said mile and a half, but it's actually 3 miles.
Yeah.
On the bike, because she's getting back into her fitness stuff.
I need to.
And so, we're done. I'd been riding for, I did my normal 8 miles.
Mm-hmm.
And she goes, gets on the scale, and she goes, huh. I look at it, and she's dropped weight.
Yep.
Okay. I first of all, that makes me sick. The fact that you can just, you know, you can eat whatever you want and be fine.
It's okay though, because that's just me. That's what I do. You know, I can eat. And one day it's going to catch up to me. I'm going to be like, why am I so big? Oh yeah, I remember I used to eat 2 pounds of chocolate a week. Darn, wish I didn't do that.
I don't have that problem.
I'm serious. If I was to get my blood drawn, it'd probably be chocolate. Negative. Oh. O negative chocolate.
What is your blood type anyway?
AB.
Are you AB?
I'm AB.
I'm not.
I know.
I'm A positive.
I know.
Yeah. Anyway, so food though. We like food. You made some amazing
fish tacos
tonight.
With homemade salsa. Homemade guacamole. Salsa.
You're selling a crap load of salsa, by
Heck
the way.
Yeah, I
so
am.
Shannon posted on the local Facebook group here and said, hey, I'm making salsa, who wants some? And she sold literally a ton of salsa.
Yep.
More salsa than you can ever think of.
A lot. I'm not even sauced out yet. You would think that I would hate eating salsa.
You can't be. The thing is, it's impossible to have too much salsa.
It is.
Salsa is one of those meals, not really meals, one of those snacks that can be eaten anytime
And I just keep eating it and eating it and eating it and eating it. It just gets better and better.
So, anyway, well, I came across some food
mm-hmm.
that I'm sure that you'll like.
Okay.
This first one here. It says, would you ever try these pickle cupcakes?
No. Nope. Nope. Can't do it. Sorry.
A pickle, you know, how it's a pickle flavored cupcake, but also has a pickle as a garnish
yes.
at the top.
Can't do it.
So.
No.
It's a pickle cupcake. It literally is a cupcake made with pickles.
That's not good. That's not okay to even. No.
You know, it says you'll need baking powder, baking powder, kosher salt, butter, sugar, sour cream, eggs, and pickle juice. And
chopped
pickles.
Can't do it. No.
It literally has pickles in it.
That's disgusting.
You would never try that.
No, I wouldn't. I mean, did you say pickle icing?
No.
See, that's just too much pickle.
It's,
I might do
I
it
wonder
as
if Paris would eat this.
I might do it as a practical joke. And say that they're like key lime cupcakes and do pickled cupcakes.
With a pickled garnish on top, though?
No, I'd put like a key lime garnish on top or something.
Well, see, that wouldn't work, though. Then it'd be a key lime pickle. That would actually be gross.
Yeah, it's true. But still, no, I can't do, no pickled cupcakes.
It has chopped pickles in it.
Uh-uh.
Pickle juice.
No.
Eggs. Yeah, I mean, it's straight out pickles.
That'd be so gross.
It is a baked pickle cupcake.
No.
Why not?
because, you know, honestly,
gotta try everything once.
You know, see, honestly, and to let you know, I do get tired of pickles, and they're like, when Paris offered me a pickle today, I wasn't in a pickled mood.
Well, our car smells like pickles too. That makes it even worse.
Yeah, I can't do it.
We had a jar of pickles that busted in the back of the car, so the pickle juice went everywhere. I steam cleaned it all, but
go get the cookies.
Go get them out. Hurry.
I'm sitting Indian style.
Well, you keep talking.
Okay, I'm gonna keep talking, but I don't even think. Oh gosh, she's pickle crazy. Seriously, you can get her a gallon of pickles, and she'd eat one a day, and there'd be 30 in there. She'd be gone in 10 minutes. Paris, I told you a pickle a day. I didn't want a pickle a day. I wanted all of them in 30 minutes.
So when she was what, 11, 12?
Yes.
We got her a gallon jar of pickles for her birthday.
Yeah,
it was a joke, really. Yeah. But she loves pickles, and that was like her favorite gift.
Yeah, she didn't. Oh, that was the year we bought her very first iPhone.
Yeah,
and she was more excited about the pickles.
She liked her iPhone too.
I know she did, but she when she saw her pickles, I think that's when her happiness dance started. Every time
every time she eats, she does a little dance.
Yeah. I think that's what happened.
Well, I got one more amazing food for you.
Okay.
This article says people are losing it over this peanut butter and mayonnaise sandwich. You see the picture. The picture has two slices of bread.
I thought it was actually peanut butter and marshmallow fluff.
No, that is a pickle. That is two slices of bread with peanut butter on one side and mayonnaise on the other.
That is so... I'm gonna dry heave. Hold on. I'm really trying to keep it in.
See, I hate mayonnaise. I think mayonnaise.
Hold on. A little bit on my sandwiches, but I mainly use it for like potato salad.
It's still gross. I hate mayonnaise.
Well,
mayonnaise. They use mayonnaise in what's that, fry sauce out here?
No, yeah.
Fry sauce is another disgusting food.
Yeah, I don't like fry sauce at all.
So it says mayonnaise is a controversial condiment, which it is. You know, whatever. Then it says there's a lot of people who think mayonnaise is okay. Either they glob it on. Have you seen the sandwiches where they just it's covered with
mayonnaise? Oh yeah, I got Jimmy John's one day and I said light mayonnaise, but they gave me light mayonnaise and globbed it on.
Yeah.
So it was light mayonnaise.
You tell them very little mayonnaise.
Yeah.
Not
so
light.
You have to be specific. You're like, I want just a little bit of mayonnaise, not a lot. Not I want light mayonnaise and glob it on.
Yeah,
that was horrible.
Mayonnaise actually, it says mayonnaise is actually more gag worthy than seeing an autopsy body recovered from a swamp.
That's disgusting.
While hungover from a dozen margaritas.
That's disgusting.
I agree. Mayonnaise is that gross.
That's really gross.
But this video, I'll push play.
No, I don't want to watch it.
I'm pushing play. I'm watching it. This peanut butter and mayo sandwich. It's more popular than you think, really.
But where is it popular at? I've never heard of this.
That's not even normal.
And who said, hey, let's take mayonnaise and peanut butter and see what it tastes like together? It's not jelly.
So I have a friend of mine. He loves peanut. They said it with the peanut butter makes it taste like sour cream. That's what it says.
Well, why would you want peanut butter and sour cream?
No, they're saying that's what it tastes like. The peanut butter with the mayonnaise makes the mayonnaise taste like sour cream. The whole thing tastes like sour cream. People do it on toasted bread.
Nope.
We're going to have to try this. We're going to do this for a YouTube video.
No, we're not.
We're going to try this for a YouTube video.
And deep down, I knew you were going to say something like that. I really did.
Actually, it says back in the 40s, people used mayonnaise to moisten the peanut butter.
Ew.
That's you looking at them smearing on the thing?
No, I can't do it.
Said this sandwich was eaten during the Great Depression.
I can see that.
Because people couldn't afford to really... Well, mayonnaise, I guess, was cheap. And peanut butter is fairly cheap, so yeah.
I can see that.
Well, a peanut butter sandwich is fine. I love peanut butter sandwiches with
peanut butter sandwiches
strawberry
give you
jelly.
Really good protein, which is really good.
So
and peanut butter on toast, I like it because the peanut butter gets really melty.
Yeah.
And it's just
but
like
not with mayonnaise. I mean, no, they're showing an advertisement right here from the 50s that shows peanut butter with all these different things. Like peanut butter, it showed peanut butter and apples.
Oh, I love peanut butter and apples.
But it showed peanut butter and apples, showed peanut butter with carrots, it showed all that stuff. And then it showed
peanut butter
mayonnaise
and carrots?
This is something that people have done.
Why?
I'm just telling you. Of course, it says here, it says, no, nope, nah, nah, not into this. This is an abomination. A peanut butter and mayo sandwich is like making hot sauce and sour, hot sauce and sour cream burrito. The worst.
Nope, nah, nada. I agree.
No. And here we go. 13 weird foods that make people really love. Orange juice and cereal. That's real. Do you like your orange juice and cereal?
No, I don't even like drinking orange juice with cereal because you have milk. You don't.
It's not the grossest topic we've ever talked
no,
about.
No, it's not, but it's really disgusting just thinking about it.
9 weird foods we're ashamed to eat, but we do. Ice cubes in your cereal. Peanut butter with eggs. Ugh. Now, Frosties and fries?
Oh, totally. We'll go with Frosty and fries.
Popcorn and ketchup? No, not going to do that. Peanut butter pickle sandwich? No. Orange juice and cereal? No. Hot sauce and fruit? That could be okay. Pickle juice from a jar? I've done that. But pickles feet. Pickled pig's feet.
No.
Pickled pig's feet.
No, not a zilch.
I've had that jar of pickled pig's feet opened, and I can tell you, the stench that comes out of that jar is not pleasant.
No.
No one should ever
look at it.
Ever eat that. That's not natural.
It's disgusting.
Yeah. No. Anyway, since we love food, we're probably not going to try that, but that's just one of those things we do. Why are you naked? Why are you naked?
You know what I did? I was sitting in the bathtub. I wasn't paying attention to the water level, and it's almost overflowing.
Did you turn it off?
Turn it off. Go turn it off.
I did.
All right, then you need to drain the water.
Drain some of it out, yes.
Come look at it.
Stop jumping.
It's my own little
swimming
pool. Ethan, stop jumping.
You're naked. We don't want to see.
Anyway, y'all, let us know what the weirdest food is that you have had, or the weirdest food that you actually eat that we might think is weird, and maybe we'll give it a shot.
We gotta get this kid in the bath. See you guys.
Bye. Do, 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 do